What's cracking, guys? I got some cool videos to talk about, some bigger channels that are doing things in Hondas, and I want to discuss that too, and some new channels. Let's get in this. What's cracking, guys? Welcome back to another episode of the Honda Recap. If this is the first time you're watching, make sure to hit that subscribe button, hit that thumbs up and that bell so you're notified every Monday night at 8 o'clock when this thing airs. If this is the first time you're watching, basically what I'm trying to do is go over everything that's been happening on the YouTube universe and bring it into one little cohesive episode so that if you've got school, work, friends, you're just busy, you don't have time to sit there and watch video after video after video as everybody's uploading. Hopefully, I can bring some of the highlights together every Monday night at 8 o'clock so that we can all hang out, discuss Hondas, kick it in the comments, and go over what happened in the past week. So thank you all for coming back for another week. If you're an old subscriber, you're the MVP. Thanks for coming back another Monday night. I hope you guys had an awesome weekend, kicking this Monday off, you know, getting the work week going. Christmas season is on its way. Thanksgiving is almost here. So thanks for hanging out again. And for all you new people, thank you for joining. Like I said, make sure to hit that subscribe button because we're here every Monday night at 8 o'clock to just hang out, discuss what's going on in the Honda universe, and just, you know, just kick back, discuss Hondas. We're all here in the comments. All right, guys, with that said, I know I haven't posted too many updates on my own personal Del Sol. I've been having, you know, I work full time. I have a bunch of stuff going on. I've actually had to find a new car for my girlfriend. So I've been kind of just moving around, trying to find things, get things sorted so that I can actually find time to make sure she's sorted. She's able to do everything she needs to do. And then I can kind of focus on jobs and everything else I have to do at the shop. So that's why I'm really happy that we have the recap. So one day a week, we can actually come here, we can kick it, and we can get involved in the community together. So as usual, I wanted to kick this off with some new people that we haven't talked about in the past. And to start this off, we got K-Power Performance.
Put the trans and the motor in the back of this.
You are about to get up out of here. You got to go, baby.
But the reason why I'm going to take the trans off, or at least attempt to, is because it's super heavy. I'm about to have two other people come, Greg and my young boy Duke.
This guy's super chill. I've talked to him a bit on Instagram. He's very active there, posting pictures of his build, of his car, and just his life. He's a really, really cool guy. He's been building a very stout K24. He's posted a lot of stuff on Instagram about the parts that he's building, some awesome TEs that he just got. He has some very, very good parts that he's planning on putting in this build. So I'm excited to see this. It's gonna be awesome. I think everything got torn apart. I won't actually talk about what kind of car he's doing it in, but I know the engine's kind of taken apart. I believe he got the car to paint. It's getting worked on right now. So I know some of the videos that'll be coming out pretty shortly will be of the engine getting put together and the car getting sorted out. All right, following that, I wanted to talk about these two channels that aren't exactly huge Honda-based channels, but they've been doing a lot of Honda content, which I really appreciate. And one channel that has been doing a lot of Honda content, which, like I said, is awesome because they're showing you some different avenues and really putting the Honda platform on blast. And one of those is Speed Academy.
Welcome to another track battle presented by Continental Tire.
Today is a very special VTEC battle, Civic Type R versus Honda S2000.
Speed Academy is one of those channels that does a lot of tracking videos, which I really, really approve of because that is where the Honda, in my opinion, really comes alive. Drag racing is another one where it really comes alive too, but I love to see so many track cars together. I believe Speed Academy is up there in Canada. In the latest video, they actually pit their badass S2000 versus a new FK8 CTR at one of the big tracks out there, and I believe Toronto. I'm really happy to see that the CTR is no slouch. It's got a lot of torque. It's got a lot of things keeping it on the track. And you know what? The S2000 can definitely keep up in the twisties, but is no slouch in the straightaways too. It's a very, very good combination. If you have an S2000 that's set up properly and a CTR out there that's also set up, they're both very, very good track weapons. And I'm really happy that they're showing you that Honda's rear-wheel drive sport car can really go up against the FK8 CTR, which is a sedan, but is focused towards tracking. Following that, we got Gears and Gasoline.
It's like every minute of the day. Like, there's no time where we don't think about Time Attack. When I go to bed at night, when you wake up in the morning, you're always either thinking about what you should do better, what you could do better, planning what you need to order, planning what event you're gonna do, planning what day you need to go to an event. It never ends.
If you've been following this channel, you know they've got other content as well. They've got a couple builds these guys have been putting on for the past year. But one of the big videos that I've really wanted to talk about in the past week is their grid light video. The cinematography was amazing. They followed a lot of great cars, just trying to put down amazing times to what it actually takes to push a car in like an enduro setting where you're not really stopping. You're going at 10 tenths the entire time. It doesn't matter how well you can build the car, how great the mechanics and engineering are behind it in the car. If the car is being pushed at 10 tenths at all times, things are going to break. You're going to find reasons to have to take this thing apart, whether it's the transmission, whether it's the engine, whether it's the body of the actual car. Being run at those speeds at that much at the limit will put strain on everything. And that's why I really, really loved this video, because it kind of showed you behind the scenes of grid life, the people that are in it, and just really awesome to see the cinematography of these cars going at 10 tenths. If you guys haven't checked out this grid life video, it's definitely one you should check out. All right, next up, let's get into what things have been happening this week. And I want to kick this off with the old favorite of Sticky Dill Joe. Last week, we talked about year 10 and all the footage he had there. And this latest video is right after year 10. There was SEMA, and Joey Lee definitely always attends. And it's really cool to see his version. Aside from SEMA, you go to see, and he's out there in Japan a lot doing the Tokyo Auto Salon. So seeing all the new stuff out there and SEMA where we have here, seeing it through your lens, seeing it how you want to see it, it's a really cool event, because if everybody loves your cinematography of just being able to just walk around and seeing it from a walker's by angle. So if you guys are really interested in seeing SEMA, definitely check out Sticky Dill Joe's latest video. I think he's on video 3 of SEMA this year. All right, next up, we got the build, Chris Sadowski. I believe the engine is back in the car pretty soon. We're gonna start to see footage of that. But in this latest video, you can actually see Hush Performance helping out Chris design a DA softline brake kit for the DA. If you've been following along, you know Chris Sadowski pulled his motor out, got it sprayed, but I believe 360 Garage came out to his house and actually sprayed it white for him, got everything set up. And now Chris really wants to address a lot of other things in the bay. He took the time to weld and shave and paint the bay. So now he's working on brake lines, getting them all tucked away, increasing the performance there, actually with the help of Hush Performance, which is awesome because it's a little product development and a little bit behind the scenes of how Hush Performance goes ahead and does their product stuff. But I'm really happy for you, man. You haven't stopped grinding. You've used your days off the max you can. The car is coming so well. And you know what? You've mentioned it before that you wanted to go right-hand drive maybe sometime next year. You're getting really prepared to making this an awesome transition. I've talked about this guy a while ago because he's got a 4x4 wagon, which is really awesome. While you see a lot of these wagons getting slammed or just driven OEM, this guy really knows how to do it. He has a lift kit on the wagon. He's gotten really into rally, which is why he's kind of been shifting his focus, but that's really what started his channel, and he obviously never stopped loving the wagon community. So basically what he's done, and he's put a lift kit in his car. I think he's added a snorkel since then, and he's getting this ready to be an awesome 4x4 just crawling weapon. And I'm really happy about that because you don't actually see those too many on YouTube or in general. I know there's a big community for it, but you don't really see that too much. So I'm really happy that you're taking the time, your engineering background, your mechanical background, and just showing us what you're actually wanting to do and how the car is going to come out. Next up, we got Hunter Tuned. I know a lot of you guys have been following this channel, so there's nothing new, but in the latest video, he did a very long video actually explaining how he takes apart the B-Series transmission. He's checking out all the gears, whether how bad they got ground down when the engine went out, and just replacing everything with, I think, carbon synchros, and just showing you how the transmission should work, and he just talked about it. Hunter's really good at kind of describing exactly what he's doing and just generally like going over it. Even if it's not incredibly step by step, picture by picture, it's really cool to hear him just break it down the way he knows it and showing you right there in the camera how the gears are supposed to function, what to feel like, what it should look like. And I really enjoy that because it's podcast style, but it's actually something I'm incredibly interested in. So I'm really happy that you're rebuilding the transmission, getting everything set up, and getting the motor back together. And one of his latest videos actually after that is him getting into RC cars, which I'm really excited about because I got really into RC cars for quite some time now. So I'd really love to see what things you build for that. After that, we got Young Static, old favorite. And you know what? I talked about it last week, working on the all-wheel drive CRX for the YouTube build challenge. And you know what? It doesn't cease to amaze me that if Static can't get it, he will build it. And it just nothing stops him because he's, you know what? I'll just do it myself. And it ends up just as good, if not better. But I think the B20 and transmission is in the car. We're going to have an all-wheel drive CRX very quickly. I think he had some issues with the mount, so that didn't stop him. He just literally made his own mounts and they came out extremely well. And you know what? In true Static built to drive fashion, I honestly think these things are going to last. And you know what? He said it before a long time ago. This car is made to drive 2,200 miles there and I believe back to the track. So you know what? If he doesn't win, he's definitely going to get there, track, and drive back. And I think that's winning, in my opinion. After that, we got Zosh. I know Simply Clean is on his way. I think videos are starting to come out there around that. But Zosh is definitely putting out videos on a daily basis. They're coming out because he actually had to stop. He had some life things that popped up, but that didn't stop him. He said he was basically making videos every single day. And we're now starting to enjoy the fruits of his labor because he filmed a bunch and now he's editing. So I'm really enjoying that you're doing that. I like seeing everything that you're up to every day. In the latest video, you and Randy actually hung out in the garage out night as usual and installed the new hybrid racing shifter in your car, and it looks outstanding. I'd love for you to make a video later when a bunch of other videos come out explaining the differences, because I know at this point you've had the K-Tune shifter, you've had other random shifters, and just to see the progression of all of these different shifters that you had, because you did have some awesome shifters with the B-Series, and now you have the K-Series, so I'd be interested to see how notchy things are, how the adjustments actually make you feel. I think a lot of people would also be interested in that. After that, we got Dre's Racing Channel. I'm really excited for this guy's channel because he's got a K20 in his MR2. I think he got a fuel cell in the front, getting wired in himself. He actually hit me up looking for maybe other people out there that would be wanting to help him make a wiring harness for this custom setup. I threw a couple people out there, but you know what? Dre's going to do what he needs to do, and if you want it done, you do it yourself, and that hasn't stopped him. If you follow him on Instagram, you actually saw a bunch of pictures of him taking apart the entire wiring harness, trying to figure out where the wires go, where they connect, what he needs to get rid of. And you know what? Instead of waiting, he's just going to go ahead, do it himself, get the process started, learn something. And I'm really excited for that because wiring is one of those things that scares me, not going to lie. Like, I just see wires and I'm just like, I don't know what these things do. And maybe a lot of people are that way. I know a couple people are. They've told me themselves that you're just like, yeah, wiring isn't my thing. But that didn't stop Dre. He's just like, you know what? I'm going to figure this out and I just have to go for it. For props to you, man. I'm really enjoying the content and I'm really happy to know that you just took it upon yourself and you might actually build your own wiring harness pretty soon. All right, I haven't seen these guys actually make a video in quite some time and I'm really happy about that because I used to follow a lot of the EJ content they had, and that is the Midnight Garage. In the latest video, they actually went over a super awesome Mugen CRX, kind of doing an overhaul on the channel. They've had other cars on the channel, obviously, but I'm really excited for the CRX. I'm really enjoying CRX content right now. When you guys dropped a video, it's a cool car. You got some amazing parts on there, and I'm really going to see this series take off with what you guys plan on refreshing the car with. Speaking of a refresh, I'm glad to see Childstar uploading videos yet again as he sits down and kind of explains what it costs to go K-Series, and I'm really interested to know what it costs for him to get to where he is right now. It was a very long process to get the car where he is right now, but you know what? Life, time, money to build something that you're really proud of, to know what that car, that is an insane build that he has. So I'm really happy that he sat down, kind of broke it down, and I think a lot of people really enjoy that when people sit down and actually break down what you've put into it, why you made those decisions, and I'm really happy you made this video, dude. Next up, we got eBay Turbo. This guy has many builds that he's been working on, but he has been working on a Turbo Vitara build for his EJ, and I'm really happy to say that I think it's done, getting tuned, having fun with it. He's had a lot of builds in the process. I think he actually put this motor together, had to take it apart, rebuild it, and now he's back. Wealth of knowledge on this channel. Actually, if you just sit there and you listen to the stuff that he's actually saying to you, there's a lot of tidbits that you wouldn't really think about. So this is why I really like this channel. I'd love to see you grow, man. I'm really happy that the Vitara build is done. You get to enjoy it and maybe move on to the next project that you got earlier. Following that, we got I Am Danimal, one of the only 9th gen guys out there making videos, and I'm super happy that you're consistent. I'd love to see you make more videos, just seeing how fast the 9th gen is actually growing. You've been doing a lot of work with detailing guys and also a lot of work with Skunk 2, definitely helping them out, and then in return also hooking you up with Skunk 2 parts. Probably not for free, but I know you're actually working with them. I see you at shows a lot, so I'm really happy that you actually have that opportunity to build your car with such a reputable company. Next up, we got K-Bros, these guys out there in Florida with a K24 sedan. I need to dive down and actually see what the objective is for this car. It is really, really clean. Obviously, it's a K-Series. These guys only messing with K-Series. And I really love the fact that, you know what, you find a time off, you need to work on your car, and you're just going to put in a wideband, whatever else you need to work on with the car. It's a sick build, man. I'd love to see a build breakdown of what you have right now and just kind of start from there. All right, guys, and last but not least, we got Miton Films with a Project Integra. Winter is coming. I know you got a different Integra now for a daily, so Project Integra is coming down. The poor man's ITR is out, and I believe he's going to start the refresh of the engine bay, and he's got plenty of time to do it. It's getting cold on the East Coast. You got the car inside battening down the hatches, and so you're going to have to bundle up, and you'll have a couple months to really just clean up and do anything you really want to before track season hits again. So I'm really happy that Project Integra isn't done. You're just like, you know what? I got a new car, a daily, a dependable one. I can just drive around with that. So I'm going to take this time to keep building my project. So props to you for doing that, man. All right, guys. Well, that's it. That's it for this episode of the Honda Recap. Thank you, everybody who's joined, and all you new subscribers. Thank you so much for sticking around. Every Monday night, we sit here, discuss Honda's new channels, old channels, and just see what's up generally in the Honda universe here on YouTube. So like I said, if this is your first time, definitely hit that subscribe button, hit that thumbs up and that bell so you're notified every Monday night at 8 o'clock. And thank you to all guys who have jumped into the premiere, hanging out in the chat while this thing is going on. I'm definitely there trying to respond to everybody in the comments. I've just been super busy. So sorry, I haven't been replying to so many people. We're definitely back on track. All right, guys, thanks for joining. I'll catch you in the next one. Peace.